Good morning, Packers fans. Aaron Nagler here with your Packers Daily Chat, coming to you live on the Cheesehead TV social channels. It's my last day in Green Bay, Wisconsin, so let's make it count, talking about the Packers each and every day with Packers fans worldwide. It's what we do. You know what else we do? You know what we like to do? We like to talk about Underdog Fantasy. It's the best and easiest place to play fantasy football for big cash prizes. An Underdog Fantasy, you just draft. No need to worry about waivers, lineups, or injuries. Underdog handles that all for you. Go to UnderdogFantasy.com or download the app, draft a season-long best ball team, and that's it. No in-season management. You get a free $25 in bonus cash if you use code CHEESEHEAD when you make your first deposit, and you can take your shot at a million-dollar grand prize in their fantasy football tournament. Now, I hear what you're saying. Aaron, I'm not a fantasy football kind of dude or dudette. What else you got on offer? I'll tell you what I got. I got the 2021 official yearbook of the Green Bay Packers. Head to packersyearbook.com, use code CHTV to get 10% off. Not only can you get the official yearbook of the Green Bay Packers, but you can also subscribe to the Game Day magazine. Again, CHTV for 10% off. And I tell you what, you want to be looking good while you're doing this, right? You want to rep the Packers? Get this Acme Packers hoodie at vinfl.com. That's vinfl.com. You can use code CHEESEHEADTV to get 15% off. We wear it year-round. Look good while you're representing the G. Hope you're all doing well. Good to see everyone in the comments section. Good morning, good morning. Lots of super chats already. Got to get to them. What's up, Uncultured? So many jams to choose from, but this morning's jams are When the Levee Breaks by Led Zeppelin and Since You've Been Gone by Rainbow. Pappies. Uncultured, you always start us off with some good music. Thank you. Thank you so much. TKM. Good to see you at your post. Thanks for the super chat. Nags, FaZe, when visiting Green Bay area, Pappies, just being a smart aleck, I have not seen a video. We're shooting it today, so that's why you haven't seen it yet. It'll probably be up after I leave. iKickAss44, thanks for the super chat. You have two questions. Who is better at this point in their career to you, Favre or Rodgers? Was Rodgers' last preseason game when Jordy tore his ACL? I know he was pissed about that when it happened. No, he's played in a preseason game since then, but yes, he was pissed about it, and nobody was happy. There's no doubt about that. Favre or Rodgers at this point in their career? That's a tough one because obviously Favre had that insane, his best statistical year, that first year with the Vikings. And Rodgers is obviously coming off MVP number three. So they're both putting up some serious numbers and stats, et cetera, and playing the height of their powers. I'd probably give it to Rodgers, though, because he doesn't put the ball in jeopardy as much as Brett did. Even when Brett was slinging it and winning a lot of the games with the Vikings, he was still throwing some 50-50 balls and putting the ball in danger. It's just that Sidney Rice came down with a lot of them. Will Packers ever get Hard Knocks or local equivalent? I need it. Michael, not while anyone in that building is having anything to say about it. From Murphy on down, no one wants to do it. I know Matt LaFleur is not a fan. McCarthy wasn't a fan, but now he's with Jerry Jones, so he doesn't have a say. Yeah. Not while Mark Murphy's the president and CEO. Now, if they were to go on a losing streak in a couple years of missing the playoffs, then the NFL could make them do it. But as long as they keep winning, that won't happen. Morning, Nags. Missed all week. I'm sorry for... It's all good. Too early to talk Rodgers to Dallas trade? I don't know why Dallas would want to trade for Aaron Rodgers. They have Dak Prescott, and I understand he's going through some injury stuff, but... they just signed him to a monster deal. They're not trading for Aaron Rodgers. Oh, and by the way, Aaron Rodgers doesn't like Mike McCarthy. So, yeah, I don't see that happening. Accidental Euro. Jair, white sunglasses, podium music. Never let me down. How soon is now or Dare Commissar? I think How Soon Is Now would fit really well with the man talking about the ant climbing up the cold mountain. Dustin, thanks for the super chat. Nags, I think you should schedule the Lebowski watch party for the bye week. Thoughts? Dustin, that is my plan, 100%. Travis, morning. How are you? Enjoy your last day in Green Bay. Smuggle back to New York City some spotted cow for me. Cody, I wish I could, but my bag is full as it is. Rodgers would go to Dallas just to get Dallas to fire Mike McCarthy. I like it. I like it a lot. Joey the Jaguar. What's up, buddy? We are live. Corey, Nags, could you compare Jordan Love to any past Packers backup QB who was on the roster for more than three seasons? Have they had a backup who's been on the roster for more than three seasons? Since, like, what, Matt Hasselbeck? man, I don't know. But name another quarterback who threw a out route on a Tuesday. Dude, I don't know. You guys have these stipulations and these hypotheticals. Man, I'll tell you all day about what I see on the field, but really? Compare him to the 1974 quarterback who had three reps when the starter went down. That's what you guys be like. First meal back in New York? Well, I get in late, so it'll probably be breakfast. So I'll probably go do the diner down the street from me. It's a Jackson Hole, but it's the diner that they shot some Goodfellas at. It's like two blocks from my place. I'll go there and get their monster breakfast. I can't wait. Matt Flynn dominated Tuesdays. Nice. Oh, hey, someone's yelling at me to answer their TJ Slayton question. Guess what? That's not how you get a question answered. That ain't it. Now I'm definitely not going to answer it. Big B is here. What's up, Big B? Mark, what's up? Nags, great time at happy hour last night. Good to see you, Mark. Thanks you. And thanks for the post this morning on Cheesehead TV. Accidental Hero, thanks for the super chat. Your pros and cons of print versus YouTube media. You rock it both like a back that can run and catch. Oh, I much prefer just hanging out and chatting Packers, especially in the afternoon when I can drink a beer. I do the hunting and pecking thing every once in a while, the camp notes stuff, because I know there's a large audience out there, especially on Cheesehead TV, that prefer a written article that they can just read at their leisure or what have you. It's just not my ballywick, as it were. So, I very much prefer just chatting it up. How much will I miss Spotted Cow? A lot. Nags, we trading any old linemen before final cutdown? Danny, hold on. Hey, Brian, it's Aaron. Yeah, Danny's wondering if we're trading any old linemen before final cutdown. Okay, sounds good. Thanks a lot. Danny, TBD. Duncan, what's up, man? Thanks for the super chat. How's the punter competition looking thus far? Expecting another year of the weapon? Right now, we haven't seen much of a competition. I think that's going to have to play out in the preseason. They've done precious little work in front of us. Now, the specialists have been working in the Hudson Center a lot. But when they've come out, it hasn't really been take a turn kind of thing. One guy's handled most of whatever drill they're working on. But there hasn't been a lot of live punting. I suspect they're going to utilize preseason to try and make that determination. So I don't think like it's a foregone conclusion that JK will be the guy, but I suspect he, unless he like really bombs out in preseason, I think we'll have another year of JK, but you never know. Colin, thanks for the super chat. What type of beer is Spotted Cow? A good kind. It's yellow and good. Anyone else? Tylen Tilly having a good camp? Oh, that's terrible. Other than Kylan Hill? Having a good camp, quietly. It's hard these days with the internet, you know, because everybody who does anything in camp gets written about, talked about, tweeted about, etc. So it's hard to say. I think TJ Slayton's had a solid start to camp. I'm excited to see him against some competition where he can really fire off the ball. A lot of the stuff they do, even along the lines, isn't full speed. I want to see him hit some people. But he's been exciting to watch so far. Let me see. He got some other questions. Any concern with Kamal taking the next step? Well, John, he can't get on the field at the moment. I know he's been hurt with the ankle injury. And prior to that, they had moved him outside somewhat because of numbers, but also he had been running behind Ty Summers. So whatever's going on there, I mean, we kind of tried to ask about it, but Matt really wasn't going there. None of the defensive coaches really speak to it. So I guess he's just got to step his game up, but it's a surprising demotion, if you will. Hopefully, maybe he gets back from that ankle injury and starts, you know, kicking some butt. Because we certainly saw the athleticism last summer. We saw flashes of it through the year. Yes, we saw inconsistencies as well. But I thought they had a player there. It'd be interesting to see how that develops over the course of the preseason, if he can get back on the field. Was Family Night the only rainy day in Green Bay in the last month? I don't know about full rainy day, yeah, but we've had like huge storms here the last 2 days, and there's been plenty of rain during that. Dustin, thanks for the super chat. If Rodgers is the dude, then D-back is Walter and LaFleur is Donnie. which then makes Jair the Jesus because no one fucks with the Jesus.
I see it. I see it. I like it. That works.
Uncultured, thanks for the super chat. I want to see Love succeed. Sure, he won't be far of a Rodgers, but with pieces in place, he could be a good QB. Just needs the work. Pappies.
What are you doing being all like making sense? Like what? Come on, Uncultured. He's either the greatest thing ever or he's horrible. You know this. This is the internet.
When are we going to see a Cheesehead TV flag? Oh, I don't know about all that. Banky's got a huge Packers flag, but I don't know about Cheesehead TV flag. Patrick, thanks for the super chat. The BB gun, a.k.a. the misfire. Man, JK just needs to be consistent. We know he can do it. Just needs consistency.
Franchise tag for Jair? I doubt it. You know, his reps were in town the other day. I think they've already started talking long-term contract. I'd be very surprised. Now, it's always something they could potentially use, but we've seen the Packers have been very loath to do so throughout the last decade plus. It's definitely, you know, an arrow in the quiver, but I would be very surprised. Not to mention, like, there's a lot to work out with Aaron Rodgers. If they do end up trading him, maybe that opens the space so they could potentially use the franchise tag, but Rodgers is on the team. It's impossible. You know, the cap hit would be insane.
How much are we overreacting to Jordan Love debut on Saturday? One to Adam Schefter. I'll give it 3 Adam Schefters. No doubt about it. Is there any chance the Packers do the practice squad but paid as a full-year player situation for Benkert if he balls out in preseason? If he did, does that count towards that year's cap? It all counts for the cap, but
could they? Yes. Do I expect them to? No. I don't think there's any fear that Kurt Benkert is going to get plucked off their practice squad if he ends up there.
Love Kurt, but, you know, I don't think this is a Taysom Hill situation. Could be wrong. Some team could shock us, but I would be surprised.
Next, thanks for saying a second to say hi last night outside the stadium. Saw you outside. I appreciate you, man. Oh, thanks for saying hello. It was really, really nice of you. And thanks for the kind words.
Sean, thanks for the super chat. Minus watching Jordan Love in his first real game action, what position group you'll be watching / observing the most in the first preseason game? Definitely the defensive line. Every day at practice, when the players come out, I always watch the defensive line first, and then I try and watch the offensive line. Because look, this team has got a lot of talent. They're a Super Bowl contender. Aaron Rodgers is back. They're going to score a ton of points. The lines are where, you know, the rubber meets the road and will determine how good ultimately this defense can possibly be. I think they've got the pieces everywhere else. They need this line to be stout and to be better. And I'm excited for TJ Slayton. I'm excited for Avery, their pickup from Seattle. They need to be better up front. I think a healthy Kenny Clark will help, although he has been injured. He's out. You know, get that line working right off the bat. You know, not a couple weeks, a month to work into things. That, to me, is the thing I'm going to be watching the most. Like, no question about it.
Uncultured, thanks for the super chat. Great. Now I want to see Bakhtiari reenact your entering a world of pain scene. Pappies. Thanks, Uncultured.
Let me see. Make sure I didn't miss any super chats.
Michael, thanks for the super chat. I tripped over my cat this morning, slammed it in my door, and left damage on it just a week before I move out. Buy a security deposit. Had to tell someone.
Michael, that's a tale of woe right there, and I'm sorry to hear it. Just keep carrying the G, and everything will be all right.
Really? You slammed the door and left damage on it? Into the door? You got a week? You can't fix it?
Come on, buddy. Rally to the cause. I think you can do it. Do I think they will franchise tag Tay? No, Travis. I think they will sign Devontae to a long-term extension.
Okay, got all that. Is Jair going to end Zach Wilson's career before it even begins?
I doubt it. I think it's going to be fun to watch, though.
Oh, Lord, a.k.a. AVA. What a situation to be in. Stuck at work. Please, God, save me nags.
I mean, all I can offer is my sincere wish that you have a great day at work, very productive, and that you carry the G while doing so. How's that?
Anything promising so far with regard to teams play?
Lewis, are you talking about the whole team, the special teams?
Offense, defense? I'm not quite sure what that question's about. Promising? Yeah, they're going to score a boatload of fucking points. They have a lot of talent on defense. Special teams? We'll see. We haven't seen much yet. Rookie who has shown the most in camp so far? Oh, Josh Myers. Not even a question. I think Amari's obviously flashed and shows his athleticism basically on a daily basis. He had an incredible diving catch yesterday. But what Josh Myers is doing is really impressive. The fact that he's come in day one of the offseason program, been inserted as a starter, and hasn't left the job at all. Like, when the ones are out there, he is the starting center. And he has picked up, I'm not going to say right where Corey Linsley left off, but, you know, they've inserted him, and the offense hasn't really looked like it skipped a beat. Now, things will obviously change when things are live and fronts are changing and there's a lot more going on the defensive side of the ball. But, man, it's been fucking impressive what Josh has been able to do, just stepping in and taking over at center. I mean, for a rookie, I know he played big program, Ohio State, in front of lots of people. He's played lots of big-time football. But, man, the NFL is littered with guys who played in big-time programs and came to the NFL and stunk. So, yeah, so far, to me, it's Josh Myers, and I don't think it's particularly close. Does the cap spike taking place in 2023 hurt our chances to sign Devontae for the year in between? It would be easier if there wasn't that gap. Not really. You just suppress his cap hit. That's not a problem. It's exactly what I would fully expect them to utilize the same kind of structure they used when they signed Bakhtiari and Kenny Clark. Those first year or two will have suppressed cap hits. That doesn't mean he can't get paid, his bonus money, etc. But, you know, you look at the first 2 years of Bakhtiari and Kenny Clark's deals, their cap hits are like negligible. I mean, they're like $11 million, not even $10 million. And then they jump up their third year to like $24 million. I fully expect if and when they get Devontae done, they'll follow a similar path. Accidental Hero, thanks to the super chat. Kroll's versus the Kettle. Ooh, man. I'll say the Kettle because I went to Kroll's yesterday. Took them forever to get to me. Give me my order. I was there for food. I was going to eat dinner there. And then they took so long to ask me what I wanted to eat that finally I just had a beer and had to go. So I'll go to the Kettle. I've never had to wait at the Kettle. I just walk in and what do you want? And I sit down and it's all good. No matter if it's crazy busy. So I'll go with the Kettle. Let's say the Kettle, shall we? Why is someone from New Jersey calling me? I don't know. William, thanks for the super chat. How many times does Aaron Rodgers miss when he throws in ring? Oh, you're talking about the net? Oh, a lot, all the time. It's funny, that day at practice when that shot of him hitting the net went viral, that was his last throw. Before that, he missed like 10 times. That's part of it. It's all good. Kyle, thanks for the super chat. Anybody underwhelmed so far this camp? Underwhelmed. I mean, it's hard to say. There's nobody that I expected to play well or do well that hasn't. Guys who I thought might take a while to acclimate or would possibly struggle early, probably have. So, no, there hasn't been anybody who's been like, ooh, what's he doing? At least not that I've seen. I mean, you'd have to ask somebody else on the beat, I guess. How has Josh Jackson looked? I'm still rooting for him to make the team or make the turn. Inconsistent. As usual, he's had some rough days. He has some good plays. He's had some moments, flashes, which I think we've all seen throughout his tenure. But he doesn't seem able to ever put it together and string together consistent good performances, which is what you need, obviously. That's a guy who needs to play some big-time special teams, or else I don't see how you keep him on the roster. But he's battling. He's out there. He's running with the two, sometimes elevated to the ones, depending on if Jair's sitting out or what have you. But they need him to be more consistent. Like, it's the only thing I can say. All right, everybody, I'm going to have to get going. I can't thank you enough for hanging out, talking Packers each and every day. I'm going to go talk to Matt LaFleur. Then we're going to be out on the practice field. Then I'll be back this afternoon to talk about what I saw in the big Green Bay. Adieu. Thanks, everybody. Please do me a monster favor. Hit like on the video. Subscribe to the channel. Tell your friends. Tell your family. Cheesehead TV. We are devoted to Green Bay Packers fans worldwide. Thanks a lot, everybody. Have a great day. Go Pack Go.